Good morning and happy Mother's Day to all the moms in the house, but we also want to honor all the women because we know that we're all grandmas or aunties or sisters or friends to someone. We're helping someone along the way, and sometimes we may not be the mother, but we are a mother figure. So I just want to say welcome to you all today, especially if you're visiting. So glad to have you. We have been doing a table talk series where we have been interviewing some of the anybody from our church, but today is the Table Talk Mother's Day edition. So we've got these three lovely ladies. They'll introduce themselves in a second, but I'll just tell you their names. We have Jenny Young, Amanda Hansen, and Deb McLaren. So let's give them a big clap. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about today, just chat. We're not here to preach sermon. They're just going to be real and honest about their lives. God made us all different. He made us all unique and special, and so they'll have different kinds of answers, which is great. Just like you know when you have children, that your children are often very different. I have two sons that are very, very different. I was a teacher, preschool teacher, for 25 years. I would often have parents come in at the beginning of the year and apologize in advance for their child's personality. And I would just say, you know what? It's their personality is God-given. So I let them off the hook. I said, it's not your fault. But you do have to help them learn to use their powers for good. So God made us all differently. We all have a different plan and a purpose. So that's one of the things I'd like to bring out today. And I'm going to read just quickly one of my favorite verses from the last couple of years, Galatians 6, 4 to 5. And it says, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given and sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself, but don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. So children, grown adults out there who have mothers, your mother is doing her best. So cut her some slack and make sure you appreciate her today. All right, so we're going to start, and each of the ladies is going to just quickly introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Jenny Young. Happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful moms out there. You know, it's a special day for us. It's Jenny. And I was brought up in a non-Christian home all my teenage life. And when I was 19, I had a miraculous conversion. And, basically that time, I just gave my life to the Lord, and ever since then, never turned back. You know, I've been in Canada now for 39 years. 2 days ago, May 10th, it's been my 39th anniversary in Canada. Didn't think I was going to stay in Canada this long, but then found my husband here, and we've been married for 36 years. Have three grown girls, Crystal, Caitlin, and Carlene, all grown up now, you know, hooray. And the other thing is that Bill and I have been attending Calvary now for the last 18 years. It's a long time, but we love this church. And what I love to do in my free time is I love shopping, if only I can find free time anyway. So I love to go shopping. I love to find deals. And the last year, Bill came out with this crazy idea that we should do a date day. Instead of date night, we have a date day. We go out the entire day once a month. He wanted twice a month. I says, no, once a month. So once a month, we would go out all day doing nothing, basically. Just, you know, getting to know each other again, going out, have, you know, different kinds of food, restaurants, and he would take me to places that maybe I have never been before. And sometimes we would just drive for miles and miles and just talk. That's all we do. There you go.
Awesome. I'm Amanda Hansen. I have been attending Calvary for quite a few years. My husband and I got married in this very sanctuary over 21 years ago. And so we've been here for probably close to 25 years now. And we did move to Ontario for 10 years and attended a church there. But this was always our home and always where we'd come back to when we'd come back to visit our family here. I have four children, ranging in age from grade 2 up through grade 8. And I stayed at home with them for more than 10 years, and now I work full-time at Pacific Academy in the office in the primary school. I am still trying to reestablish what I like to do in my spare time, as so much of the previous decade has been just spent on what do the children need and what do they want to do. So I'm trying to figure that out. Shopping, of course, going for long walks, all of those things are just great ways to spend my time.
Morning, I'm Deb McLaren, and married to Vince McLaren, which probably most of you know. And we have four kids. Max is 11, Zoe just turned 13 this week, Emma's 15, and Ian is 18. And that is a wonderful job as well. I work as a nurse at Surrey Memorial, so that's been a wonderful job for me too. I've been attending Calvary longer than all of you guys. I confess, I started when I was six, and that's over 40 years ago. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You beat Kurt from last week.
I beat Kurt from last week. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, and it's still my home. And so this is a place that I've grown up, and it means a lot to me here. So hobby-wise, have struggled, but I love to read books, and so I make myself be in a book club and then love going for walks, drag my kids around Tynan as much as I can, and I love to play board games as well.
And I'm Susan McDonald. I'm married to Pastor Steve. He's our lead pastor. As I mentioned, I have two grown sons, Zach and Ty. Kind of like Amanda, hobbies, I think I need to get some. But I do like drinking coffee, and I also do like reading and that sort of thing. So, so that's me. We moved here 15 years ago, and we've been here at Calvary ever since. Because it's a table series, each week people have been telling a little table story, but I thought this week we would talk about a favorite family meal, either that they make or like a go-to one. So just in saying that we're all different, just a little secret, I don't really like cooking. And I don't know if I'm the greatest cook, but I have a few things that I make that are pretty good. So I do make a very mean spaghetti, which can be turned also into a lasagna. Jenny, what's your favorite family meal?
I have a lot of favorites, but this is by far my favorite is Malaysian food, because I came from Malaysia, and I love spicy food, but I love to cook. That's the one thing. And I love to use my family as my guinea pigs, because I love to experiment different kinds of recipes and say, here, try it. Before I try it, I let them try first. But so far, hasn't disappointed them. Just kind of give you an idea how appreciative my kids were. Last year, they gave me a Mother's Day card, which I was told I cannot say this word on stage here, but I'm going to just bleep it out for you. It says that, Mom, you're such a bad bleep mother that when you cook, you make the onions cry. So there you go. I can make the onion cries, and that's fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lovely. My family's favorite is probably when I make sushi at home or when we go out to a sushi restaurant. It's definitely by far the most peaceful meal for our family and has been for years. And as if with four younger children, a meal where there's peace and everybody is eating happily is a very good thing. So whether it's sushi or we make homemade pizza at home as well, those are kind of our family's top favorites.
I agree with Amanda. Finding a meal all six of us like is sometimes a challenge. And for us, it's been salmon. And my father-in-law catches it, and we marinate it and barbecue it and roast the veggies, and everybody's happy that meal. So that's what we go for.
Very impressive. All right, so we're going to just start the first question off. Amanda will start first. And we just want to talk about how in our busy lives as women, do you find time for a spiritual devotional, and what does that look like?
So that's changed a bunch over the last several years. When my children were super little, it was hard to find the time. If, you know, they've changed now. They've grown up a little bit. And there's no longer nap times where I can kind of grab that little nugget of time to myself to spend with God, or even sitting up in bed at night and reading and spending time with God that time. I'm too tired to do that. It just doesn't work. So if I don't grab that time for myself with God first thing in the morning, it's likely not going to happen throughout the day. So I make sure that I've got my phone close by, and something that I started doing at the beginning of this calendar year was committing to, when I pick up my phone in the morning, I'm not going to do anything else until I open my Bible app and I dive into God's word and see what he has for me for that day. It's made a huge difference. It's just, you know, a different approach on everything. So during my day, when I get overwhelmed, or when, you know, work is too much, or kids are too much, or it's just life is too much, I bring that phone to me again and I open that app and I'll dive into one of my devotionals, and I've got usually at least half a dozen or so or more on the go at a time, ranging in different subjects from, you know, anxiety and stress to sadness and parenting and marriage and whatever it may be, just so that I can have exactly what I need at that moment. So, you know, grabbing the Bible app and getting into the Bible and putting on some worship music whenever, you know, those moments. It helps to kind of recenter and focus and make sure that it's all about God.
Awesome. Yeah.
being a shift worker for so many years, it was hard to find a time of the day that I was always even awake. So my approach was a little more random and less methodical, but it was always trying to find the time to dig in there. And now I can do mornings a little bit easier now that I'm off the nights. And that is such a great way to start the day. But if there is a sleep in, it's fitting it in where you can and making sure as you're doing mom taxi, which I do a lot, there's opportunities to pray. Like the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. And to, you know, it doesn't have to be an official, now it's prayer time. It can be constantly. There's lots of times in the day where our brains are running. So I'm trying to find that time. My kids have taught me how to make a playlist. I'm not the techie in the family, that's Vince. So I made a worship one, and I have great earbuds that I got at Christmas last year, and just putting those in and having that worship music going all the time. A philosophy I had to take on years ago when my kids were little is something's better than nothing. I may not have time to do the whole floor, but I can sweep half of it. That's better than nothing, right? I was going to wash it, didn't get that far. And so many times, even it's not the perfect, I don't have my exact 30 minutes I wanted or my 1 hour, but you know what? I've got 5 minutes here, I've got 7 minutes here, and if you grab those times, that adds up to meaningful time throughout my day.
We can all agree that we are all busy women. We are career moms. I'm a realtor forever. And you guys are busy young kids, and my kids are grown up now. And just basically in my past, what I would do is I would work God around my schedule and always wondering why my day is so messed up, because, you know, I'm always putting him in the back burner and just basically don't have time, right? And then you just tell God, oh, maybe between lunch I'll have time for you. And then lunch comes and go, it never happened, right? And so basically just got sick and tired of that kind of schedule and decided to do a drastic change in my devotional life. And one thing that I understand, you know, nowadays, you know, how important it is in my Wednesday Bible study group, we are studying this book called The Armor of God. And here we're talking about how every day before we leave the house, before we first get up, you put on the armor of God, you know, all your shields, your faith and all that. But I realized that that is not enough, just putting on the armor of God, right? The one thing that is the key is prayer. We need to pray on top of all that. And Ephesians 6:18-19, it says, with all prayers and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray. So it ends with pray. And I look at our daily routine, you know, I'm sure some of you here, you guys look fantastic. You must have a regimen for your exercise program. We all do that. For what? So that we can get healthy, we can have endurance, and we can build muscles and all that. But why can't we do the same for devotional, our devotional life? You know, for to have that, you build that, you know, building up your mental soul, exercising your soul, your mind, and all that. And I also find that doing that, it's, you know, we're delighting in God, delighting in His gift for us, delighting in His promises, in His presence, and what else do we need, right? And just doing that. So my daily routine nowadays, the first thing in the morning, very much like Amanda, I grab my phone and open to the Bible apps, Bible in 1 year. I've been doing that for years now. And it's just fantastic just always eagerly looking forward to what Nikki Gumbel has to say for that day, because he has so much great stories, and he would always reference his stories to the Old Testament and New Testament. And, you know, I just find that it's so blessed for me every morning to be able to listen to that. And there will be times that I would say, oh, in the evening, something is bothering me. And the next morning, I would turn on his apps, and he will say the same thing. It's kind of like, oh, God, you're listening, right? And so just giving that time to God, I find that it's just so worth it, so blessed to be able to do that. And it's important to have that prayer time and devotion time first thing in the morning.
Awesome. Yeah. We just really want to encourage you. They were saying they all do it in the morning. I do it different times a day because I'm a person who loves change. Like, I like change for the sake of change. So I do. So I will do it different times during the day. But just any time that you can grab, so that you, God really is the wonderful counselor. He will give you wisdom and insight. All right, our next question, Deb's going to start, and she's going to talk a little bit about I threw in a bunch of stuff that they might touch on or not, but being confident in who God has called you to be, maybe not comparing yourself to other women or not comparing your kids, and maybe different parenting styles. So you can start, Deb.
Yeah, this is an area I think is really important, and certainly in the little small group I do with some junior youth girls, this is something we've talked about a few times, that confidence in who Christ has made you and called you to be. And I know we hear a lot about, us being different parts of the body and the eye and the toe and everything, but I thought as moms, the analogy that popped into my head was all the time I spent in the kitchen. And it feels like all my Mother's Day cards for years were, my mom is in the kitchen. She likes being in the kitchen. I'm like, no, I don't. Why? This is supposed to be where I am all the time. I gotta go to the kitchen. But what I realized is like, you know, I used a fork this morning, and then there was a frying pan, and those are two very different tools in the kitchen, and they're both equally vital to what we do. And each woman in here is a different tool that needs to be used, that God has created for a unique purpose. And there's no point in me trying to be as organized as Amanda. And we camp together, and it's wonderful that she's more organized than I am, because I know if I forget something, I can pop into her tent trailer and go, hey, do you have an extra frying pan? I forgot mine, right? I appreciate that about her. You know, I appreciate that Susan is creative and I am not creative, because I can sit here and enjoy all the different wonderful things that go on. But, you know, we each have been made with a purpose, and we are to do that. And a lot of times we minimize the gifts that we have, and we don't see value in that. And the verse that I have engraved on my ring is Philippians 4:13, and it's meant a lot through the years to me. And it says, you know, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It isn't about the strength that I have. That's kind of the point, right? It's the strength that I have through him, because otherwise I get the glory if I do it in my own strength. So he's created us, and the devil would love to distract you and call you down and not let you reach that purpose. That's his game. You know, he's trying to pull you back so you don't get there. And I just, my prayer and hope for each one of us is that we fill our brains with who Christ says we are. We're more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ. You know, he has put us in this position. The world will tell you other stuff. People are going to tell you other stuff, but that's not truth. Fill your brain with who God's called you to be, and then you walk in that confidence. It's not confidence in me. It's not self-confidence. It's Christ's confidence in who he's created me to be, who he's called me to be. It doesn't matter if I feel capable, because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And that's where the world changing, I think, really starts to happen.
Awesome. Amanda.
So this is something that over the years I've probably struggled with, is my confidence in being who God has made me to be. But I've realized in the last couple of years have probably been huge in growth in this area for me, that my purpose, my family's purpose, are very different than that of my neighbors. I'm called to do different things. My family's called to do different things than they are. And God uses each of us for that unique purpose, because that's who he's made us to be. He doesn't make mistakes, and he's called us to that. It's important to remember that he sees the big picture. You know, he sees what I'm going to do tomorrow. He sees what he's called me to do. He knows if I've made a mistake. So-and-so may not, but he knows. And he loves me anyways. He loves me exactly who I am and how I am, because that is who he made me to be, and he does not make mistakes. So I try and remember that it's what God thinks of me that matters the most, not what the other moms in my community think, not what the other whomever, what others think of me. It's what God matters. He sees it. He knows what I'm called to do. So trying to keep that focus on God and to think, am I living out the actions that he has called me to do? Am I living by his spirit? And if I'm doing those things, then I can be confident in who I am. I can be confident to do whatever and not live in fear and not be paralyzed by fear to make mistakes or say the wrong things, because I'm doing it all for him. I'm doing it for his glory. And, you know, that's the right way to do it.
It's great. Jenny.
Okay, well, I'm just going to approach this in a different angle here to talk about parenting styles. Bill and I, we pride ourselves as hands-on parents, but we're also not that type of parents that hover over our kids on their every move, everything that they do, everything they eat and all that. We give them some freedom there. We don't overstep the boundaries, and we just basically just feel that it's very important that we get connected to them, you know, have that line of communication open with them at all time. When the kids were younger, we always make the attempt that we all sit down for one meal a day. And so we just basically pick dinner because that's the best time. Everybody's home. I'm home from work. He's home from work. And the kids will be home from school. And there would be a great time. We would share at dinner time. We would laugh. We would talk about the days, how it went. And if there was ever a need there for prayers, we would also pray with them at that time. So it always ended up with the evening of family time together. And now that all of them have grown up, the oldest, she's married now, has been married for almost a year now. And the second one has moved out as well. She's working. And the last one is last year, almost finished college. And it's really impossible for us all to get together every night now that they are so far away. But Bill and I, we still make the effort, the attempt, that twice a month, every other Mondays, we make dinner for them and say, come home for dinner. And that we will still have that time with them, the quality time. We still share with each other. You know, I call those moments checking the pulse. Well, to make sure that we are all still alive and that we are okay, that everybody is still doing well. If there's the need for anything, we just pray with them again. And now it's one extra person. Our son-in-law is there too. And so it's kind of a family thing. And sometimes we have really some really good laugh at the table of one of their day's jokes there. But other than that, it's just family time that it's so important to get connected with your kids. And occasionally, the girls and I, we would just have the mother-daughter bonding time that we would go out for. Manicure, pedicures, massage. Poor Bill, he's left out there. But anyway, but we have that because I find that it's good for us because sometimes it's that one-on-one mother's time that we get to find out more about their personal life and to basically help them whatever we can. Yeah.
Very good. All right, last question, and Jenny gets to go first, even though she just finished talking. So we want to talk a little bit, just like in a minute and a half, about how you're involved, how you are currently involved in ministry or small groups, how you have been in the past, maybe how that's changed over the years.
Yeah, the last couple of sessions, the last 2 weeks, a couple of you mentioned about seasons of life. We all have seasons of life, whether you're young, single, married, single mom, young mom, and seniors, or whatever stages you have, there's always a place, there's always something there for us all to do. You know, there's no excuses. We're all given 24 hours a day, right? And so basically, like Bill and I in the past, we hosted our own home group for well over 10 years now. In the last couple of years, it's just kind of feeling that we need to step aside and start with the hosting part anyway, and start joining another group. So we're in Owen and Lois Manuel's group right now, and we just feel so blessed in that group because, you know, there's some really wise seniors in that group, I tell you. And again, you know, Bill and I, we also had done night shifts for well over 10 years there with the street homeless ministries there. I've done blanket coat drive for years with some of my colleagues there. And as the season progresses in our life, our involvement also changes. You know, since 2013, we started doing short-term missions to Mexico. The last trip we went, we basically brought our girls with us. And it's just such a blessing to be able to serve alongside with your children in that kind of ministries. And I just thank God that we are able in this stage in life that He's blessed us with that talent, the time, and the resources that we could not we could do it not just for the community here, but also community outside, other part of the world as well. Yeah, that's. There
you go. So as we've all mentioned, the seasons of life, right? Things change. And your family changes, your availability changes, what you're able to do or what actually relates to you in that or who you relate to in that phase in life changes. So currently, I have young children. So I'm involved in children's ministry and have been probably for the last 15 years or so. I am found often on Sundays teaching downstairs in the 3-year-old classroom. And it's on those days, even when I don't feel like teaching the 3-year-old classroom, God finds a way to just bring it back and to bless me. You know, there's a little three-year-old sitting there, and they're singing Jesus Loves Me with their whole heart, completely off-key, but giving it all to God. And it blesses me and touches me. And I find that no matter in what capacity we serve in, or it's an absolute blessing, probably more so to me than it is to those people. God finds ways to fill us up, and it's what he's called us to do. And one of those ways in which he blesses us and teaches us, I find also you know, we host a junior boys youth small group at our house on Wednesday nights, and it's a blessing to be able to show our kids that we open up our home to other people, right? And that God calls, we answer, and we serve in whatever capacity. Especially when our children were younger, I would find that I couldn't often be involved in the great ways that I wanted to be because my time was so much with my children. But in being able to support my husband in what he does in the church and what he's called to do, that's also another way to serve. And it's kind of more of a perspective of a whole family serving and what is your family doing than what are you specifically doing, you know, because you're all supporting each other to make it happen.
Yeah, I was involved in children's ministry for a long time, and now we have our kids all in youth ministry, all four. So a year and a half ago, I made a switch to start leading a junior youth girls Bible study small group at our house, and that's fabulous and love it, love these girls. And then Vince and I are also involved in small groups. That's been a big part of my ongoing spiritual growth throughout my life. One of the reasons I went to that wasn't just, oh, I have to do that now because there's a need. It was literally when I paused and I thought, okay, Lord, this children's ministry time is shifting for me. Where did I serve in the past where I went, wow, I think I can see the fruit of those labors now. And that I went back and thought, man, pouring into people's lives and at a young age, it's great. And it is such a blessing. And to hopefully it goes mutually back and forth. And I've also had the amazing privilege of being a part of a lot of our short-term missions trips out of the church over the years. And I look around here and I see so many people that I've been on trips overseas with, and hopefully that will continue in the future.
Wonderful. All right. Well, if you look in the seat pocket in front of you, we have this orange card, and we've been talking about being involved. And so just looking around, I see so many wonderful women who are already involved doing so many things. But if you're just new or you haven't gotten involved yet, take this form out. Fill it out. You can put it in the offering, or you can give it to anybody wearing a Team Calvary lanyard. And somebody will give you a call, and we'll figure out where you can start getting involved. There are things on the back that you can check, or if you look at all those and go, well, I don't even know if it's any of those, I don't really know, then that's fine. Just fill it out, throw it in there, and someone will give you a card, and we will hash it out with you, and we'll figure out a place that you can get started. But we really encourage you to start getting involved and, of course, to attend a small group. So you can get information at the Welcome Center or even online, or you can call the office for any of those things. Well, let's give our ladies a big hand here. They're just going to scoot off. Well, if you are a mom or a woman, even young, you can stand up. We're going to pray for you today. So we'll have all the ladies in the house stand up. Yes, for those of you who are doing it, that's exactly right. Go ahead. All right. So we, again, we just want to say we want to honor all the women because Mother's Day can sometimes be tricky. I've heard from many people. Sometimes people come very excited with their kids, and then there's other circumstances where people come a little sad, a little discouraged, frustrated, maybe even angry about different circumstances in their life. But God is there for you. He is mother and father, and there is a whole community of women here to encourage you and to help you. So we're just going to pray today. Dear Lord, thank you so much for each unique woman here. We thank you that you have a specific plan and a special purpose for each of them. We pray that you would reveal that to them, reveal yourself to them, Lord. Heal any hurts that may be in their heart, Father, that maybe are even related to Mother's Day. And we just pray, Lord, that for joy and peace and hope and love in their lives, that we pray this year that you would give them wisdom and insight as they walk along the road with you, Lord, in fulfilling your plan and purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.